talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we go, it's a getaway Friday, Friday, August the 14th, 2020, 8, 14, 20, all even days, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, I can see you guys staring and looking and shaking your heads over there. What was that? What was wrong? I just said the date. Now, wait a second. I'm going to tell everybody who we got in the studio today, because our regular panelist, who has never been a regular, could not make it today. So I don't even know why. I'm not saying the name. Now, if she happens to be listening or shows up in the next 40 minutes, fine. We'll say the name and we'll get her little story. But she's not here. So because we don't have a regular, we're actually almost at full capacity. This is supposed to be a four-person show. We've got three today. We've got Michelle, who has been on. You were here Valentine's Day on the radio, beside the podcast. You were Valentine's Day. You were here some other mornings. You've come in. So you've been on the radio. Michelle Whitaker with us. And today, you brought the guest.
I did.
Who'd you bring?
Dawson.
Dawson, your
son.
Son. So a mother-son duo today.
We brought some young blood in.
I'm Dawson.
You're Dawson. How you doing, Dawson?
Pretty good.
Are you glad to be here?
Yes, but I can only hear everybody through the left side of the headphone.
Really?
The right side's broken.
It's because we're mono. We're mono.
Update the equipment.
All talk radio is mono.
See, we're learning.
Mm-hmm. See, because stereo would be through both ears.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. So, because talking is mono, you don't have to be stereo.
Whatever. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's get into the topics.
I'm so excited for topics that I'm not prepared for anything.
Now, you heard the president call in this morning.
Oh, yeah.
This is a newsy show today.
Yep.
Newsy day.
Did you know Joe Biden, 78 years old, and you know what age that's close to? 100.
That's a good line. No, my favorite line this morning was Sloppy Joe. When he called him Sloppy Joe.
Oh, yeah. I heard that, too.
That made me laugh. That was good.
I did. I listened.
You listen every morning, just about.
Just about.
Just about.
Yeah.
You're a devoted listener to this show.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Did you well, of course there are.
The same people call in.
You know, the thing about that is, it's always been that way. You know, this is the third radio station I've worked at. You have your regulars.
Your following.
You do. And it's only 2% of the people listening call in, they say. You would be a reason.
There's usually
you would be a statistic.
Honestly, there's like two people that call in regularly. Like the same two. I don't know their names. One guy's usually on his
two
way
people.
To work.
Two people are listening to you.
And then there's that
right
older
now.
Gentleman. I think he's older.
It's radio.
Yeah, he always calls in.
But have you heard the barrage of calls this week just talking about old?
About
now, they're not the same calls.
No, it's a lot of people, and nobody came up with the place on David's and Woodrow.
Now, isn't it interesting? That kind of proves the fact that your regular callers only represent 2% of your audience, and then you've hit something that people want to talk about.
Right.
And people crawl out of the woodwork.
Yeah, all week.
All week. 4 days we did it this week. Mm-hmm. And then the president came on.
Oh, yeah.
Because he heard this was the place to be. You got to win Ohio.
Totally caught it.
Yeah, it was great.
Because Cleveland is a state. He's declaring Cleveland to be a state.
Well, you really paid attention to that interview, didn't you?
I did.
You were on that one this morning.
Yep.
Did you hear Sam Donaldson on the other day?
No.
Oh, that was big. Did you hear the mayor on this week?
No.
Oh, I didn't think about that. We had the mayor on this week. We've had the president on this week. We've had the treasurer on this week.
Oh, my.
This is where politics comes. The road to the White House comes right through here.
Yeah, I don't do politics, so
you don't do politics. What does that mean?
I don't have anything to talk about with politics. I'm not paying attention at the moment. I'm busy.
Well, you don't have to do politics to be a part of the process.
I know someone that's really into politics, though, that would totally come in.
Who's that?
A young gentleman that works for me. That's younger. He's 18.
Oh.
He's very opinionated.
Well, bring your whole little staff in.
Yeah, my now, entourage.
Who would is this person a Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat.
Oh, so they'd be here for Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see what topics we have on the old... See, these were the topics I had last week, because last week the co-host was supposed to show up.
I'm going to say her name.
Didn't show up. Left me dealing with chickens last week, trying to sell chickens. So I have to scratch number one topic off because it's no longer a topic. But we're only going to touch on this for a minute because I don't like talking about this constantly. But the COVID thing, now every 80 seconds somebody dies. Every 80 seconds.
Is that
That's
in
where
the
we are.
U.S.? Or the world?
Yeah, in the U.S. Okay. Every 80 seconds somebody dies in the U.S. We're up, I think, 160,000 people have died and counting. No vaccine. You know, the Big Ten canceled this week, but Tuesday, Governor DeWine is going to tell us why we can still play high school football when the Big Ten's not play. I don't understand it. What do you think? You think the high schools are going to play football?
No.
Mm-mm, I don't think so. I think we'll close down.
I don't know.
He seemed to...
Did he say that?
He said Tuesday he was going to have the rules for how this was going to be done.
I thought he was supposed to announce it yesterday.
Well, you know, he kind of takes his time.
That was like the press conference at 5:30. Okay.
Did you watch it?
That one?
Yeah.
At 5:30? Yes.
You didn't hear him say that next Tuesday?
I'll never get that time back. Oh, yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't watch.
You're like totally free associating today.
The high school, I don't know. I hope they play, but how can you have them play when nobody else is playing?
I think if the Big Ten cancels, you've got to cancel.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know how you can... that's going to be lawsuit city.
But not everybody's canceled yet, right?
Well, it's interesting that Franklin County has canceled all extracurricular activities, and they've also went to remote schooling, but the other counties are not.
Yeah, I'm so confused. Like, I think everything needs to be on the same page.
Hasn't Columbus shut down its... extracurricular program?
They did yesterday.
Right.
Everybody should follow suit, you would think, after that.
I thought they would follow suit about remote learning, but nobody did.
Yeah. And I, you know, I've heard a lot of elementary kids are going to be doing remote learning. Like, not going to be in the school. I don't know. I don't understand any of it.
Well, you can opt to keep your kids out. I know that.
Right, but I heard a lot of them aren't going to go.
Did you see the story in the Dispatch yesterday that they ran on a lot of news outlets that teachers are making out their wills and saying, we never thought we would have to do this?
Oh, boy. No, I did not see that.
What?
I thought maybe I should have to, maybe I should update my will.
Why should you update your will? You sit in this chair by yourself.
Yeah, but you guys could bring it in here.
Oh, boy. You're the one that asked me to come here.
You came in with some kind of bottle spritz and stuff.
I know. I got my hand sanitizer spray.
When did you get so? When did you become so paranoid of it?
I'm not paranoid. I'm trying to wash off the stuff from the 80s.
Your son says differently. Is she paranoid?
No.
Let's tell the truth.
Kind of.
No, I'm not.
In the beginning, they both jumped on me one day because I came on early on and said, don't worry, people. It's okay. It'll pass, blah, blah, blah. And then I came on and I said, listen, let's be serious about this. And oh, they just thought I overreacted or was petrified or something.
Oh, yeah. You did sound like you were going to die soon.
No, I just, when they sent schools out, I thought, well, you know, we've got to pay attention.
Right.
And I think that was a little different than what we thought in the beginning.
Yeah, I definitely pay attention. I think so. But... yeah, I'm not overly. I was just messing with the hand sanitizer spray on your equipment.
Just trying to blow it up. So there'll be no show
so
next week.
So you buy me new headphones and a new.
You know the problem. The Friday night show. Do you ever listen to that driving home?
No. My drive home is 4 minutes.
Yeah, but that's 4 minutes of pure entertainment you could have on Friday night.
I have not. I have listened to it before. I haven't listened to it lately. Normally, I'm out walking and talking. I'm on my walk.
And that's a walk and a talk?
I have someone I'm walking with, so I'm not listening to the radio.
Well, I think that should be a chance where you get an audience. You turn on the radio and you have other people listen. You listened last week because I had a voodoo doctor on.
Was that last week?
No, it was last week.
Oh, okay. I listened to some of it. Yeah, that was funny.
See, you should have stopped in for that one. That was fascinating.
That one was crazy.
They said,
you heard
that.
Yeah,
I was doing laundry. That's right. I remember now. I had walked and talked earlier, and then I went home. And then the lady was talking about how you were going to be in love, and I was like, oh, that's funny.
With a country person.
a country person. I was laughing.
Gonna move to Green Acres.
That was funny.
I'm gonna laugh if it comes to fruition.
I don't think I could love anybody, or a country person or not.
What's wrong with a country person?
Well, country persons are fine, but I don't, you know, it wouldn't matter to me. That wouldn't be like a something on the schedule that I would need.
Yeah.
Too much trouble.
Yeah. So we went from COVID to talking about you loving a country person.
Well, yeah, I brought up the psyche or the voodoo lady, and voodoo. That's what you decided to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
She said a lot of other stuff.
That's like all I heard, though. That's all I remember.
Okay. Now, the next topic here is, I've never seen the show, but Big Brother, I guess, is on. No, you never seen it.
I've never watched.
You've never seen it. Well, this is the question about it. I don't understand why this is a thing. Why would somebody want to watch this? Because as I understand it, it's just like people in a house.
Well, I can't tell you why, because I've never watched it either.
No, but do you understand like that's what it is?
Jersey Shore?
Jersey Shore.
Like that?
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Every single episode.
Why?
It was too small. Why did I watch it? It was like my guilty pleasure on a Thursday night.
But why do we need to watch people?
Drama.
Is that what it is?
Well, what do you want to watch on TV? It's all people on TV.
No, I like if I'm going to watch television, it's like a comedy or something.
I like sitcoms a lot.
Yeah, but no, I don't want to see people.
Big Brother, I have never watched Big Brother. I just don't get it. None of it's all rigged. It's all edited, just like Jersey Shore. But I like Jersey Shore.
Right, which is why do we watch it?
I don't know why we watch it. I remember being a kid. I think I was in sixth grade, The Real World. Do you remember that show on
MTV? I do. Yeah, but see, again, why would we want to watch that?
I don't know. I did watch it, though. I used to watch The Real World, Road Rules, all those.
Now, what were you hoping to see?
I just thought it was interesting watching other people.
Do you find watching other people on television interesting? Do whatever.
Like, all shows in general, or like shows like Jersey Shore?
Like those shows that we're just going to a grocery store. It's not a competition. It's just
reality TV.
But it's not real.
Like the Osbournes. I watched the Osbournes where he's like, Sharon.
I remember hearing about it.
Or like vlogging. Have you ever seen anybody vlog like on YouTube and stuff?
I've seen that.
Go through their daily lives, and they do like a whole bunch of stuff. Like I watch a guy who's been building a mansion, like rebuilding it, and he's vlogging the whole thing.
Well, see, that's a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jersey Shore and Big Brother have a purpose. I think they're just there to deal with each other.
The purpose is drama.
But why? Why are we as human beings fascinated with other people's drama?
The same reason when there's an accident, you stare. I don't know. Curiosity.
You like to watch other people's mess.
No, I don't. I usually don't stare so I don't cause another accident.
Well, I don't understand. I used to know people who would follow like police cars and yeah.
No.
It's what people love to listen to scanners.
I mean, I don't listen to scanner. I have turned on a scanner when I've heard gunshots. But other than that, at 2 a.m.
Don't you think that's a little late at that point?
It woke me up.
Once you heard the gunshots.
I was just wondering, like, what was going on.
I don't know how gunshots wake you up from a few miles away.
Yeah, how's that?
It did.
How do you know it's not like a car backfiring or a BB gun?
A BB gun. The explosive rounds.
Explosive rounds. Yeah, they're very realistic now.
They make those.
I don't know. I think people just like to see how other people I don't know. They definitely make it dramatic. Like, Jersey Shore was definitely drama.
Right. It's who's dating who. What are they doing?
Right.
Where are they going?
Right.
I don't care.
I don't.
And that's why I don't understand what the fascination is.
Is it Housewives of whatever town? Town. I never watched the Housewives shows. They're too much drama for me, or like Dance Moms. Oh my gosh, Dance Moms. That lady is. I don't know.
But do you think that was for show?
Yes. Like, and it was my daughter watched that when she was 9 and she watched them all. It was awful. That lady was mean. It was awful.
Yeah, but I don't know. Didn't she end up in the penitentiary?
I think so.
I think she did. Now, see what happens?
I never watched, like, I honestly, I only really watched MTV ones. That's okay. I'm not going to lie. VH1. Wow. That's a blast from the past ones.
Is it still on?
Remember, like, Rock of Love?
Oh, yeah. Bret Michaels? Because
the one girl that won the first one was from Marion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you win?
She was supposed to get married to him, I think, or like engaged, or
doesn't that kind of kill your
Bret
show,
Michaels?
Don't you know that? I mean, if your whole point is to marry the person, that there's not going to be a second season. You've married them now. What are you going to do?
I don't remember exactly. I know it didn't work out because she's.
Is she back here?
I think she lives down in Columbus, Delaware area. She's very nice.
I should get her on.
Very nice girl. She was a year ahead of me in school.
What was her name?
I'm not going to say it. I don't know.
Well, she was on the Rock of Love. It's not exactly like CIA secrets here.
She went by a different name. She had a stage name.
What was her
name? Compared to...
What was her name?
Her stage name?
I need this information.
Her stage name?
Whatever.
It was Taya Parker.
Why is that a stage name?
She was on Rock of Love.
But so they used aliases?
She did. I mean, I'm guessing some people...
What was her name?
Her stage name was Taya...
Taya Parker.
Parker.
And what was her real name? Now tell your mom to tell me the real name. Why can't your mom tell me the real name?
She's not going to budge, I can tell you that much.
Why? What is this?
I'll tell you someday. Like, off air.
Someday.
I'll tell you off air her name.
But why?
She has a life now, and like, she... I don't know.
You think people are going to be beating down her door or something? Are you that Rock of Love lady? Come sign my rocks.
Anyway, she can sing too. She's a really good singer. But now she's married, and I've seen her on my Facebook and has a kid.
Oh, she's on Facebook.
Yeah, she's on Facebook.
Is she on Facebook as Taya Parker?
I think so too.
All right,
but well, I'm on her like real like friends like Facebook like the real name. Anyway, next.
But you know what? I bet the person who has been in here a couple times, I bet she watches Big Brother. How much you want to bet? That seems like her type of... That seems like her speed.
That show is... I don't even understand.
I would put
that
money
show
on this, that she watches Big Brother.
The goal is to, like... I never watched Survivor. I never watched that. It's been on 8,000... It's on season 148 by now. But, like, I never watched it. But, you know, some people like that stuff. Some people don't like sitcoms. I know a lot of people that don't like the comedy. I don't understand those people, but whatever.
I tried watching Survivor, and I watched an episode or two, and I was just like, okay, I can't watch this anymore. It's sapping the life out of me.
I don't get it, because they're, what, on an island? Okay, Well, isn't there a cameraman right there and a guy running a microphone?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. No one's going to actually die. It's like Naked and Afraid.
If they could actually die, then like, this would be real.
It's like Naked and Afraid. There is a camera following them.
What is that? Naked and Afraid?
So you have...
They're naked and dropped off in the middle of wherever, and they have to, like, get through, right?
Who's the one guy who they would just drop in the middle of nowhere? And
the bear guy?
Bear Grylls. It's basically the same thing that Bear's Grylls did, except they drop two people usually, and they're naked, and they have to survive. Two regular people. And
they have to survive, like... A series of events to get from point probably A to B, I think.
Yeah.
What
like
does
that.
Naked have to do with this?
They're naked.
They're naked.
Well, I understand they're naked, but why is this a thing? Why does this have to be part of it?
It's stupid. I don't
know. Ratings. That's why.
Yeah. I thought I've only watched it a couple of years.
How can you televise that?
It's blurred.
Blurred.
So you just watch two blurred dots trying to survive?
With head and legs.
What a show.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a show. It is. There's always prize money involved. That's why people do it. Obviously, they go on the show to get
but
the prize money.
How do you go back to your community and get a job?
Oh, my.
I'm not sure.
After you've been naked on television for days and weeks and
this
sort of
thing. That's why you use an alias of a stage
name. But people still find you.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Obviously.
That's very strange.
Yeah. Well, it's just like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Oh, that's a horrible show.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Horrible.
I watched the first Bachelorette, but they're still married to this day, that Kirsten and Ryan. They're still married. They had, like, actually, but I didn't watch after that. That was it.
Does somebody sit there and go, oh, how can I find true love? Well, let me go into a house with 9 other people.
That's so
and
weird.
And see if I can find one.
There's so many shows like that
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying. It's like really weird.
The Island, and I don't know. I can't do it.
The Island.
Fantasy Island or something. I don't know. I don't watch them, but it's some of that stuff's gross.
You just hear about them.
I hear about them.
I don't know why anybody would do this.
Yeah, I don't watch reality TV. I really don't. I watch...
But some people love it.
Yeah. I mean,
a lot
I
of
like,
people love it.
I don't. I like documentaries, but I don't like reality television because it's really not reality. It's edited television.
Well, the Big Brother thing came up because the night it was going to be on, it seemed like everybody on Facebook was talking about it, how excited they were about it. And I thought, why? What is it about this that would have any appeal at all?
It's on season like what? It's been around a while.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Very strange.
I've never been able to get into it.
What talent does it take to just live in a house with people?
Lying and manipulation, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you... Because you're trying to win prize money,
right,
I
so
guess.
You got to manipulate people like against each other and get him to think something about her or her to think something about... So because they have to vote people off and...
Oh, my.
That kind of thing.
Well, that is drama city.
It's drama.
Drama.
Yep.
Well, it's kind of what goes on with this show, you know?
I'm sure they have to, like... This show,
when you try to fill the seat of a co-host, and then she does whatever she does.
But she's having a bad day today. You're not allowed to pick on her today.
No, I'm not picking. Is she okay?
We don't know. Yeah.
We don't know.
She's a survivor. She would be good on that show.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't. She would be awful on these shows.
She's scrappy.
No, she's not. See, this is the thing. No, she's not at all. She's one of these people, you know, that pretends to be, like, tough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But really, she's like a big marshmallow.
Oh, stop.
Oh, yeah. How many times have I offended her? And I'm just so nice and kind all the time.
Yeah, but she keeps coming back, so she must be a little bit tough.
Glutton for punishment.
Yep.
No, but she takes, and she does these, another guy here. Here we go. Just sit here for a second.
What's up?
Now, this is truth. Okay, is it not true that you will say something to a girl, and I think she's a girl. She's an older lady, but she's a girl. And you say something to her, and she will say to you, you know something's wrong immediately the moment you say it, because all of a sudden she's more quiet and more reserved. Mm-hmm. But and so then you say, are you okay? You know, because clearly something's wrong.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Oh, everything's fine. Nothing wrong. Everything's fine. And we'll tell you this for like a month, even though there'll be no talking. All of a sudden, the talking will stop. The messaging will stop. But no, everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. Just busy. Da, 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 da. And then when they finally start talking again, you find out that that thing that happened a month ago was what it was all about. But they would never tell you that. And you say, well, why didn't you just tell me at the time? Well, because... I didn't want to seem like I was fragile or something. Now, does that not happen? That's a girl thing. That's not a guy thing.
I wouldn't say it's just a girl thing. I'm sure there are plenty of men that do that too.
You think?
It's what it seems to be to me is it's a personality response to a circumstance. So say something bad happened to this theoretical person in their past, and it's like, oh, now I'm hurt. I can be hurt easily. Maybe I should try to be a little bit tougher. Or I can hurt people easily. Maybe I should kind of tone back a little bit. You know, and what it leads to is a miscommunication with the person that you should be communicating everything with, right? And that's a common thing. That's very common in especially United States society. Especially, I've taken college classes on this with gender roles and all of that. That it's a very common thing, apparently.
But don't you think it's nuts? Don't you think you've got to have some kind of character flaw to be doing this?
Well, by definition, isn't it a character flaw?
I think it is a character flaw, by definition.
With any person that does that, not communicates properly.
If you ticked me off right now, I would tell you. I'd say, that was not good, and I don't like it. And, you know, we would figure out either we could fix it or we can't fix it. I would not suppress it for a month and tell you everything was okay. And then when I finally did come around, say, oh, yeah, it was that.
Well, that's compartmentalization, and that's absolutely a response to something bad that's happened. Like, it's like when you have something horrible going on, you push it to the side, kind of, and you kind of suppress it down to act like it doesn't exist. And that's what that creates in basically the long run.
Like, the first time this made-up person was told not to come to this show, when I said, don't come to this show, I got the messages... No problem. No problem. Everything's fine. Fine. And I think everything's fine. And then the next week, I say, and I don't hear from him for a week, which is abnormal. Don't hear a thing for a week. And then the next time, I realize, well, I was so ticked off that you did that. And then they've got, like, all the points. You got in touch with me, like, 45 minutes before the show and told me not to come. And I think, now, wait a second. You told me it was okay. Now, what would you think of that purely hypothetical situation?
I think I would understand a little bit more. Just because of my situation and the way I grew up, I understand that that person is just hurt. And that I probably shouldn't take it as a personal attack against me. Even though if it might be, it's healthier for that person and for me if I don't take offense to it.
I don't think I took offense to it. I think they took offense to it, and then I have to hear about it like 2 weeks later.
I mean, when they come out and say, you did me wrong this way, and you just be like, okay, you let them vent on you, and then you kind of give them a few minutes, and they'll calm down, and then you'll be able to talk to them about it. You just be like, hey, just next time tell me. And then normally once they've had their time to calm down and let it kind of cool and simmer, it also depends on the person and how much they've been hurt or, you know, there's so many different circumstances.
This person, it's like a circle. It will happen once and then we'll make up and then it'll be all over messy again the next time something bad happens. This has happened many times.
Well, it sounds like just an emotional person.
I think so, too.
My grandma's like that.
Yes. Well, this person reminds me of my grandma, so it's understandable. She's emotionally unstable and erratic.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't say unstable.
I can feel it. I can feel the cold wind. It's going to be coming again. It's going to be coming. No, did you hear that show? No, it's fine. Whatever you said's fine. Then I won't hear from him for 2 weeks. Then I'll find out it was all about this. That's how it'll go. Now, isn't that the truth?
What's that?
You know of this particular situation. This is real life. This isn't politics. Isn't that what happens?
I just think you guys miscommunicate.
But you and I have never... We met almost exactly the same time. You're almost exactly the same age. I'm about 15 years younger than both of you.
Right.
And you and I have never had one miscommunication in the entire time.
Different people.
Different people. Have we ever, think about it, have we ever even had a cross word? Have we ever had an argument? Have we ever had a miscommunication?
I don't know. Because I don't care.
No, it's you're trying to protect your friend. I understand. But it's true. We never have.
The donut. You did not bring me the donut. The
but we didn't have like 2 weeks of problem because
no.
of it.
But you never dropped that donut off to me. It was sad.
But I showed up.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was good. It was good food.
Showing up to eat.
What's wrong with that?
The support.
Well, I'm supportive.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted that apple butter. That's all right. Because the emotional person made me the donut.
And then tried to blame that on me.
Because you didn't drop it off.
You know, I don't know. It's just a strange personality. I mean, I like her, obviously. Some days. And other than that, though, she can be really erratic.
Erratic? I don't think she's erratic.
No, I think... Did you hear the conversation last week when she called in?
No, I didn't.
Oh, boy. You're lucky. Go back in the archives and listen to that thing.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
It was erratic.
I didn't hear it. It makes for good radio.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I think at some point, I don't... Some people get that this is a show,
mm-hmm.
and you just, when it's over, you leave whatever the... And some people don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
That it's real, and it's... It is real, but it's not personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people get it, and some people don't.
Yeah.
And that might
basically
be...
Basically, anything you say to us during your radio show, I just don't take personally.
No, because it's... You're trying to be somewhat entertaining. Yeah. So sometimes you have to go for the shot.
You got to maybe stretch the truth a little bit.
You got to take a punch.
Yeah.
You got to elaborate on stories. You don't make up stories, but you pull them out a little further than what maybe they are.
Right.
And but you got to be able to take a punch. And she's just not very good at that.
I don't know.
No, God bless her. Hope she's having a good day.
She's having a bad day.
Well, I know, but I hope it's getting better.
I hope so.
Yeah. We'll all...
She just needs to have a cocktail. She should have a cocktail.
I wonder how big her liver is.
start happy hour early.
Listen, God bless her, and we hope she's well.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, she's probably going to be hiring a new employee if you need a job, because the one walked out.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I saw the whole story this morning. It was a bad story, but... do you think her and I could work together every day? Wouldn't that be fun?
We do. After school.
Yeah, but, you know...
I eat snacks every day.
Yeah, that's what I do. Well, she would bring me stuff. And that, I think that's how we became friends. She would bring me pretzels and, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. sodas. And she would, you know, order things. So I liked her.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would have been had that not happened.
I don't know.
One day, though, she was a horrible sore loser. I beat her at a game. And to this day, she will not admit that I beat her at this game.
That one game.
That one game, yeah.
What was that called?
God bless her heart.
I can't remember what it was called.
No, but she got angry about that.
I wasn't there.
What do you make of that?
I didn't leave for basketball.
Somebody who gets angry when
lose?
Yeah, sore loser.
Just competitive.
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 Competitive. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong, but it turns a little ugly. You know? We don't need that.
Yeah. So ugly.
It was very ugly. Here's something. There are health benefits to being an optimist. You could live longer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you optimistic?
Yes. Do I seem like I'm a negative person?
I don't know. In what ways are you optimistic?
Like, about what? Everything.
Are you the one who says tomorrow will be better?
I'm optimistic that they're going to get to play football in high school this year.
Well, don't hold your breath. What do you think? Are you an optimist?
I think optimist how? Like naively optimistic? Or like...
Now, see, that seems to me like a pessimistic phrase. If you think an optimist is naive, that to me is pessimism.
Well, it's like saying... Well, I don't think the guy with the gun in front of me will shoot me, even though he says he's going to shoot me. Am I still an optimist if I say, well, I don't think he will? Or is it a more realistic reaction if I go, he's probably definitely about to shoot me. I should probably get away.
I don't think an optimist reacts bad. I think an optimist would say, hopefully I don't get shot.
Right.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
I'm an optimist.
But to say that an optimist is naive in some situations, I think that's pessimistic.
Negative, negative.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even think like that. So clearly I'm an optimist.
You're an optimist. So you must have a little pessimistic.
Probably.
Yeah. Because to think people are naive is pessimistic, I think, in general. People are naive, I'm sure. But to label them as naive, I think, might be pessimistic.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm pretty optimistic about everything, I think. For the most part.
I always think tomorrow will be better.
I mean, yeah. Like, today, you know, it was funny. I was counting money today, and I thought, and we come here every day, we open, and, like, you know, we're not guaranteed people are going to show up to come eat every day. That's optimism right there, that you open and think people are coming.
Well, I think optimism comes about in bad moments. You know, if you're having an awful day, mm-hmm. you think it's not going to get any better, the future's horrible, but... this too shall pass. That's optimism.
Yeah.
I think that way.
Yeah. I think that's really the basis for optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Pessimism is it's going to get worse. I'm never going to be able to overcome this. It's over. You know, I think I would imagine people who commit suicide have somewhat of a pessimistic outlook on life.
Oh, absolutely.
That it's not going to get better.
Right. Obviously.
Comparison.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Clearly. I mean, because... Yeah, because, like, I go to the gym. You know, people that go to the gym, they must be somewhat optimistic.
Looking for dates? Is that what?
I went to yoga on Monday outside.
Are gyms still open?
Yeah. I went to yoga outside on Monday. That was fun.
What does the gym have to do with being an optimist? I didn't draw that connection.
You're going to get better.
It depends what gym you're referring to. If you're talking about Planet Fitness...
Oh, God.
I can see where... You would get random people who are like, okay, I just want this for the looks or whatever, for the social aspects of it.
Social aspects.
But then as soon as you get to the people who are spending $120 to $300 a month on a trainer to train them every single, like every other day, that's where you get to the people who are like, who really don't care about other people and just want to better themselves.
See, I don't know, because what I've noticed is people want to fit into a bathing suit, people want to look good at the beach, people want to wear less clothes, people
want to
fit.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I think you're not doing it to be healthy. You're doing it for a social aspect, and I'm not sure that's good. That's like the person who is born good-looking. A lot of times they don't have to work at their personality, and they end up not working at it, and then they hit 40 or 50, and they're not, the little beautiful thing anymore, and now they don't have the traits that the other people have developed, and that's a shock for them. It's all of a sudden a culture shock.
I think all situations are probable. I think all of them exist. I think everything that we just talked about exists. There's probably is somebody who's really fit who just does it for the health fact. And then there's probably somebody else who's really fit that does it for the social. And then there's somebody who's not fit that does it for the health. You know, you don't, it's not, you don't have this absolute or not absolute. All situations exist, most likely.
But you know what? I think a lot of times people will do it for the physical fit nature of it. And then somebody will come to them and turn their head and say, oh, you look so great. And then it becomes social. It didn't start out as being social, but people are starting to notice you because you've done this work.
I agree.
And then it becomes social.
I mean, everybody. I mean, obviously, there's people that, I mean, I work out. So obviously, yeah.
It's a learning curve.
I mean, yeah, you have a certain way you like to look for yourself.
But a lot of times it doesn't, you start that way. You say, it's for myself, because it has to be in the beginning. But then when people pay attention to it, and everybody's addicted to compliments in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that compliment, oh, wait a second. You know, now it's addicting.
Yeah.
Now it's something else.
Honestly, I don't care what other people say. But, like, I do it for myself for the way I look. Yeah. But
so you would be social.
I would say this started at a young age. Like, I started working out when I was like 17. So mine essentially started out socially, I'm sure, when I was younger. Like, you wanted to do it, so you stayed in shape. You're right, so you could wear certain things. Now that I'm older, though, I definitely feel better when I'm working out. I mean, clearly you still want to be physically fit with the looks, but I can definitely tell when I haven't worked out. I'm not talking about even the way you look at me. Like when I get up and my like back hurts or my knees are, I'm like, oh, I need to work out because my body is not moving the way I want it to be moving.
But isn't there an issue there, though? Because if I always wondered this about, you know, like really good looking people, like beauty pageant people. Now, do they ever really know if people like them for them?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever really know? And I don't think you do.
Right.
And I think that's very hard.
Right.
That would be a very hard life to lead.
That's something I've discussed before with her, that especially good-looking people have such a hard time trusting people because everybody lies to them.
That's right. And also the people who are around them constantly who are telling them they're the greatest thing in the world. You know, this is the funniest line. They always say, you have the greatest smile. Who looks at that? Nobody looks at somebody's smile. What that really means is, I like you. You know, get in a horrible, disfiguring car accident and see if these people will still be there every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the problem.
Right.
You know, who are your friends? Who, you know, I think a lot about this during the pandemic, because you can't visit people in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But who, if they heard you were in the hospital, would show up? Now, you think your family would, but who would you be shocked that would show up or would try to call you? Because you're going to have to go the extra mile during the COVID, because you can't go to the hospital. You're either going to have to go in with like a hazmat suit, or you're going to have to get the phone number, or you're going to have to call a family member that you don't even know to get in touch with them. Besides the family, who is going to call? Who is going to show up?
Right.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's real. I mean, with anything, like, you hear people who are famous talk about this all the time. You have your people who you really actually give a crap about. These are the people I care about. I would like to help everybody else if I possibly could in some way, shape, or form. But at the end of the day, these are the people that really care about me, and they matter the most to me. And we as human beings are only capable of knowing so many people in the first place. It's if you go back to evolution, to the tribes, I mean, then you have your workout thing. You know, it's fitting into the tribe. That's also a big part of it. I think a big part of this is also maturity, of how well you can handle social pressure such as that. I guess you could say it's a very complicated, convoluted topic.
Well, I just, you know, who would in your, if you caught this minor version of this illness and you had to go to the hospital, mm-hmm. who do you think would call or come who is not a family member?
Not a family. If Hezekiah was, if he was not in the Marines right now, he would come. Probably William would come. Dane, I'm sure, would come. Knowing Drew's key instincts, he would probably show up at some point. I don't know, though. That one's a little bit sketchy. Those are probably the few people that would.
Who are your people?
Who would come?
Who would come? Who would try to make the effort?
Not my family?
No, can't be your family. Well, your family you expect.
Oh, okay. Cindy, Pam, Abby, Becky. There you go. Chelsea.
You don't think I would call?
Scott would call.
Not now. Not now. I'd say let those people call.
I can name all kinds of people.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wonder who would call.
I mean, anybody out of the blue. I was in the hospital one time after a surgery and somebody, I'm not going to, but they showed up and I was like, oh, wow. Like, that's nice. Like, they weren't even at the hospital. They just happened to stop by and visit. So, and I was pretty surprised that they came.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. And it was like in the middle of a snowstorm, too. It was like, I was in the hospital for the surgery and it was the type of snowstorm that the nurses were being held over, like, because people couldn't come in. Like, it was bad.
Didn't think I would call or come.
I was, of course, that's I wasn't going to name you. I have to give you a hard time.
Oh.
Somebody has to give you a little bit of a hard time today because Abby's not here. Oh, I
no,
said
but
the
she
name.
Just she just tuned in.
Did she? Well, I have to give you a little bit of a hard time because she's not here.
Well, thank goodness she just tuned in and missed
See,
that whole.
She would come. I know Abby would come.
Well, she says she'll come, but you know she said she would come today, and there you go.
Well,
it's
Abby's
one of those
like
things.
The type of person like if you have a body to hide, she's like, where are we hiding it?
Is that a good thing?
Can be.
I've never had a body to hide. You know, if I was in that position, I would take the phone off the hook because I don't want to talk to people. I mean, would you want to talk to people? I don't want to.
When?
I wouldn't even tell people I was in the hospital.
Oh, no, I'm not like that.
No,
like,
I would shut it down.
Want to tell people.
Shut it down.
I would tell certain people that I was there, but no, I don't like to tell people that I'm like if they're no.
That's why I say I would avoid it. Somebody told me one time if they tuned in and I wasn't here in the morning that they would like start calling family members. I say don't do that because we don't need that. Because I might just have taken a day off.
What does happen if we don't hear you?
What
in the
would
morning?
You do? You listen. What would you do one morning if
your,
I wasn't here?
I guess we got to go to your house to
see if I'm dead.
You're dead.
Yeah, I could be dead.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I just heard a story about somebody younger than me, which means they're pretty young. And this is a horrible story, but they lived alone. They had been in some kind of Marines, I think. And they came back, and they were working at Cardington, Utah. And they, at some point over the weekend, tripped and fell and hit their head on the coffee table.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, when the people at work, when they didn't show up on Monday morning, went to the house.
That's crazy.
There they were. And it's awful. It's an awful, awful story.
I'd be really mad if that happened to me. Like
you're dead. I don't
know,
think you get a chance to be mad. The time for mad is over.
Well, I don't want to go out like that.
No, but, you know, I don't know. See, because if I would go out like that, you know, maybe I'd be in there a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if it's on a Friday. Except
yeah.
Saturday you've been doing Facebook Live, so people would probably wonder what happened to you on Saturday night.
Boy, wouldn't that be depressing.
I mean, Sean would definitely come looking for you.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. He might.
Yeah, he would.
He calls a lot.
Yeah.
Among other people.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain people I wouldn't want coming looking for me. There are certain people I don't want coming to look for me now. Who needs that?
I know, right?
Yeah. So are you going to come back next week and do this show?
If I have people to work.
If. Just schedule this as a busy time.
I have a life. I have to
I have
to work. I have to work.
I can't trust the other person. I mean, I hate to. I know they've had an awful day, and I give them total credit for calling off today. I get it, but I'm just saying that. You know, I don't know. I can't. There's a lot of mistrust there, not because of today, but because of last week and because of prior weeks. And I don't want to be selling chickens again during this hour again.
I was going to call in and ask if you wanted to buy our freezers.
Well, see, I was waiting. I needed something that day. I was hoping for something.
I know. I have a freezer. I need people to come get. I need to junk it.
Do you see what she just wrote?
No.
What'd That's you, horrible.
You write?
Horrible. Gee whiz. See, I told you she's sensitive.
Good for her.
No, she's sensitive. Isn't this what we talked about earlier on, Dawson? Now, what do you make of that little thing right there? I didn't even say anything that bad.
I think you made her mad.
Well, I know it. Now I'll have, it'll be like 3 weeks of like underlying tension.
We like to say that stuff to you. Someone died.
I'm sympathetic. I feel awful.
You sound like it.
Oh, shut up. No, I do. Listen, I'm honest to goodness. I'm not. Did I say not today? I said I'm not talking about today. I understand what happened. Whiz. I mean, I'm trying to be as nice as. Didn't I even put condolences earlier on the thing?
Did you?
I think I did.
Oh.
I should have.
She didn't plan for the person to pass away.
Well, I certainly not, but I'm just saying that I... How does this... I see, I don't know.
She's using her as an excuse.
See, she's angry now. She's angry, and now I'll have to hear about this.
Good, you'll have a bunch to talk about next Friday.
I don't think she'll be here.
Yeah, she will.
We don't know. You going to be here next week? Let us know. We got a couple minutes left.
Oh, I don't know.
She could have called in.
Yeah, she could have. We all know the number.
We all know the number.
Yep.
That's right. You could have called in. But listen, I want you to know I'm not being rude. I understand what happened today.
Yep. That's very nice.
Yes.
Oh, you said you couldn't trust her. Oh, boy.
Oh, see, it had nothing to do with the person who unfortunately went to their reward. It has to do with her trust issues again.
My.
I'm talking more about last week. And I'm not saying she shouldn't have taken the son to the school. Of course you should take the son to the school. But you should have just let me know, and then I could have had something like this going on last week.
Well, if you had a normal phone, somebody could text you.
You know, why does she... you can't trust her. You can... Right here. Text me right here. I'm looking at this thing all morning.
Yeah, but if you had a regular phone, she'd probably just text you the night before.
She'd call me right here. Bam.
I don't know. Texting is so much easier.
Do you think she's trustworthy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I do.
One of those.
Get over it. She said get over it.
I'm not on it. We had a nice time today, I think.
It was great.
It was a great time.
We hardly went through any of your topics.
You see, that's how fast an hour goes by.
Yeah, we didn't get through any of them.
You going to come back next week, Dawson?
Ask the boss.
Yeah, you can do.
Oh,
you can come be with her. I don't think she'll be here next week, but you know, at least you'll be like Plan B.
Oh, I'm Plan B. I'm the B team.
No, I'm just saying I don't Plan B if she doesn't show, which is like 90% sure that probably will happen.
Yeah, next week should be interesting. Are we gonna have high school football by next week? Will we know?
Yes, we'll know Tuesday.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he'll make a ruling. I don't know what Marion County will do, but I know that he'll make a ruling. I think the governor will have to make his ruling by Tuesday. He's already said he's going to.
I'm so confused. I just don't understand. Because if you have people canceling and other people, then you got to move around all the schedules because people might not be able to play each other. And
it's going to be a problem.
It's a mess.
Well, he's probably taking the weekend to think about it and see what happens.
Him and Fran. Yeah.
He's going to sleep on it.
Well, he's going to sleep all weekend. He's going to lay back and then come out on Tuesday and say, listen.
Is he coming on? Does he have a press conference today?
No, I think he's only doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays now.
Oh, so he's not doesn't have one to be like, and we're going to talk about that on a later date.
What happened to that doctor? She's like in the witness relocation program.
Where is she?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
She's not even an advisor anymore.
Yeah, like what happened there?
I think she's working at McDonald's down on Sawmill.
I really don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with football. I feel bad for all these boys, though, that are practicing football, and it's hot. And I, you know,
exercise.
But I'm around a lot of high school kids, and they're all like, I know we're not even going to have a season, but we still have to go to practice right now. And they're all we're not going to have a season.
Think of all the Friday nights they'll have free.
It'll be weird, though.
I think the fall is going to be interesting because people are going to have to deal with each other when you can't be outside
Saturdays.
Anymore.
What are you doing on Saturday? There's no Ohio State football.
No Ohio State football on Saturday. No Friday night football games.
You know, here's the problem. I always go to the grocery store during Ohio State football games. Now everybody's going to be there.
You think? I think people will stagger it out.
Like, I always go, I'm going to go to the store now because everybody's at home watching the games. And that is true because I used to work at the Andersons. You remember that place down in, Dublin? And it was crazy before Ohio State football. And then when the game came on, nobody. You would stand
there. I think all places were like that.
Yeah. So I always go to the grocery store during the games. And now they just ruined my grocery store.
But when it's over, swarm.
It is, right. So I always go shopping. I always go to stores during the Ohio State football games.
Or if it's like a blowout, you start to see the swarm.
I don't watch the games. Am I a bad person? I like Ohio State.
I don't watch them either.
I don't watch them.
Because it's just the same thing every week.
Like, I'll watch, if I happen to be home and it's the end, and I'll catch it,
People will be screaming at their televisions.
I'm not. Of course I want them to win, but I have other stuff to do.
It doesn't impact me, so I don't know. Is it good or bad? Whatever.
We can't say it's just a game.
Is it? Somebody used to really hate that. They had a thing about Ohio State football and the way people acted in regard to
it. Like if they lose?
Yeah, and that you have to be home and you can't make plans. And
I think maybe those are the people that nothing bad has happened to. Or maybe those are the people that everything goes wrong in their life and that's their one escape, to watch Ohio State football.
It could be. I just don't know that that's how I want to spend every Saturday in the holiday season.
4 hours.
4 hours.
Like sitting there.
Don't you think they just like to sit on the couch and take a nap? That's what they mostly do. They start out, they got their chips or their chili or whatever they got there, and at some point a nap happens.
Yeah.
And then they wake up in the third quarter and they cheer for the end, and then whoop, it's over.
I just always come in for the end of the game. Then you see what happens.
Hear people yelling at the television. By the way, the other side of that, optimism is healthy. Pessimism can lead to an early death.
There you go, Doss. See what happened there?
You don't want an early death.
I'm not horrible.
Naive people.
You know what the number one killer is? Stress. People think it's eating habits. People think it's weight. People think it's cancer. It's stress.
Yeah.
The number one early killer is stress.
Well, you're going to live forever then.
I'm going to live. I have nothing to worry about.
Because you are naive to everything.
I mean, cardiovascular failure makes sense because stress is perceived. Any form of stress is perceived the same on the body, whether mental or outside.
You got a mess over there. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Just dump that on the floor. Don't mind.
You can vacuum.
I'll get that later.
You can vacuum.
Yeah. So I'll live forever.
Yep.
No stress.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
We get along just fine now. I dumped her, but we get along.
Well, we do. We get along, but we don't talk anymore. But we get along just fine.
Everything was great.
We're getting along.
In your world, everything was great.
But that really stuck with you, didn't it? That whole thing, all I said was, now tell me if I'm wrong.
I feel like you go about that with a lot of things.
Here's all I said. Okay, hold on. Let me get this in before we run out of time here. All I said was that the best time to leave a relationship with somebody is when it's good. Because then you leave on a high. You don't leave when it's bad. You know, when you leave when it's bad, then all you remember is the bad. Mm. Leave on a high note.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Is that bad?
Mm-hmm. It probably wasn't on a high note. It was on a high note for you, but not the other person.
Well, who else matters in this particular situation?
And that is why you're going to live forever, because you're, oblivious to...
I don't have to go around with them. Gee whiz. You know what I think's bad, though,
you
in the world?
You just said gee whiz. That's why you're going to live forever.
Gee whiz.
Gee whiz.
In the I don't say words, what's her name typed? The thing about it is that I think that when people are stalking your Facebook out... No, the headphones cross the microphone. When you're stalking somebody out on, when you're reading every post that they put up, that's weird.
Yeah.
And when you think it's directed towards you, when it's not, that's weird.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
People
it's not
do
healthy.
That. No, that's not. It's crazy. You know people like that, don't you? They're insane.
Well, those are people that think they're the center of the universe.
Were they? Are they that way with everybody?
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I don't think that people... I don't... Like, if someone writes something... I don't know.
We're in a social media world.
Social media.
Narcissism?
That's another day. That's another topic.
That should be a topic for next week.
Yeah.
You'll both be here next week.
In your head, yes.
12
maybe.
10. You'll be here.
Maybe not.
You'll be here, and you'll bring me another pop. It'll be good. Get your fries and don't spill them on yourself next week.
I had to wait in a line of 33 people for that diet soda.
You counted the people?
No, that's exaggeration.
33 people.
And then I spill my fries.
Why 33? Why'd you pick the number 33?
I don't know.
Lotto number?
No. I don't know. 33.
So you'll be here next week. Now, the other person...
She'll be here.
Joey's out.
As long as nobody dies.
You shouldn't say that.
I know.
We hope everybody's well next week.
I knocked on wood.
And we hope everybody has... Oh, I'll be back here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make sure
I listen.
Yeah, you should tune into that.
On my 4-minute drive home from work.
That's a winner. All right. Thank you for coming in, Michelle and Dawson. And next week, we'll have something.
Okay.
I'll be on tonight, 8 to 10. Stay tuned.
Do I do? Well, I could always listen to Adam, the computer guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam the Computer Guy right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Today's top and trendy technology topics every Tuesday and Thursday between 2:10 p.m. and 3 with me on WWGH Radio.
This is Earl Pizzamorican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
Hi, this is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. In conjunction with WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, we're reminding you that during the COVID-19 pandemic, that it is best to keep your distance 6 feet apart from each other at all times. Wash your hands with soap and warm water as often as possible, and stop buying all the toilet paper. Remember, we are all in this together.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The following announcement was posted recently on the Harding Home Facebook page. Due to the uncertainty of the COVID situation in Marion County, we are indefinitely postponing the public opening of the Harding Presidential Sites that we had originally scheduled for September 5th. We will continue to monitor information from the Ohio Department of Health, the Marion County Health Department, and the Ohio History Connection. We will update you as soon as we can. Again, that message was recently posted on the Harding Home Facebook page. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, recently appeared on WWGH Radio and explained why there is a chain shortage during the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic.
It's a couple of things. I called the Mint, and a few people at Trey, but I didn't get much